From behind a door in the corridor leading to the Beta Minus geography room, a ringing soprano voice called, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, with a weary impatience, as you were. Malthusian drill, explained the headmistress. Most of our girls are Free Martins, of course. I'm a Free Martin myself, she smiled at Bernard. But we have about 800 unsterilized ones who need constant drilling. In the Beta Minus geography room, John learnt that a savage reservation is a place which, owing to unfavourable climate or geological conditions or poverty of natural resources, has not been worth the expense of civilising. A click. The room was darkened, and suddenly, on the screen above the master's head, there were the penitentes of Acoma, prostrating themselves before Our Lady and wailing as John had heard them wail, confessing their sins before Jesus on the cross, before the eagle image of Pukong. The young Etonians fairly shouted with laughter. Still wailing, the penitentes rose to their feet, stripped off their upper garments, and with knotted whips began to beat themselves, blow after blow. Redoubled, the laughter drowned even the amplified record of their groans.
"But why do they laugh?" asked the savage in a pained bewilderment.
"Why?" the provost turned towards him, a still broadly grinning face.
"Why? But because it's so extraordinarily funny."
In the cinematographic twilight, Bernard risked the gesture which, in the past, even total darkness would hardly have emboldened him to make. Strong in his new importance, he put his arm round the headmistress's waist. It yielded willowly. He was just about to snatch a kiss or two, and perhaps a gentle pinch, when the shutters clicked open again.